Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 2:30 in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 6th of May. A single dubious quality US data report was enough to send bond and equity markets into paroxysms of delight last week. The US employment report showed moderation, or at least the establishment survey showed moderation. The household survey has been weaker for some time. Traders cried, rejoice, rejoice, and flung bond and equity prices around like confetti. While it is easy to mutter darkly about the irrationality of modern markets, the fact is that US Federal Reserve Chair Powell must take a decent chunk of the blame for this. Powell said Fed policy would be, quote, data dependent. This has elevated single, imprecise data releases to being the ultimate arbiters of the start of the US easing cycle. And here we are. It is no way to run a central bank, but then why should a non-economist have any notion of how to run a central bank? We do hear from some other Fed speakers today, including Fed President Williams, who is very definitely an economist. However, there are some problems here. Having data dependency as the mantra of the Powell Fed, discussions with other Fed officials tend to be very much about the interpretation of the latest data releases, rather than a more coherent argument about the way in which the economy and policy are interacting. It might be possible for some Fed speakers to break away from the narrative of the latest data releases, but it seems unlikely that markets will listen. There are a mess of business sentiment opinion polls on the calendar today. They shouldn't influence the financial markets, and investors do seem to be paying less attention to this noise. And of course, they've never been that central to policymaking. Politics may provide some distraction for investors. It's unlikely to provide a great deal of direction, however. China's President Xi begins a visit to Europe at a time when rising economic nationalism on both sides is straining relations. Scapegoat economics and prejudice politics are perhaps inevitable responses to structural economic change. Economic success comes from holding these forces at bay as much as possible. Preventing them entirely is probably too optimistic a scenario to hope for. Current UK Prime Minister Sunak is dealing with the aftermath of local election results, but this is unlikely to affect financial markets or capital flows particularly. Investors will have formed their own conclusions about who will be driving UK policy over the medium term. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.